Hi, it's Dr. Joe Markovich, the anti-aging doctor in beautiful Charleston, South Carolina. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Hindenburg, the Hindenburg Healthcare Plan. Some people call it Obamacare, some people call it socialized medicine. I call it the Hindenburg Healthcare. The reason I do that is, if you're aware of the Hindenburg accident, it's where this if you know about the Zeppelins that used to travel from Germany across the United States across the ocean to the United States, and they're called Graf Zeppelins or Zeppelins, whatever you want to call them. They're basically dirigibles, blimps, and they were filled with gases, and the gases they were filled with were explosive at the time. It was hydrogen is what they use. It's lighter than air, so this huge dirigible, longer than a football field, came across, and they'd been pretty successful, and there are many people who had postulated that these dirigibles would then be the thing of the future. There'd be dirigibles all over the countries, and that's how people would, you know, trains would be a thing of the past, and certainly not, didn't even bring up the cars. This was back at like 1910, or I believe the Hindenburg accident was 1912. I could be a little off on that. I have to look at that number. But anyway, it may have been a little bit later. Oh, yes, it was. Right around 1930. So the Hindenburg accident here, this dirigible's coming across, and it's landing in New Jersey, and as it's mooring, somehow a spark gets ignited, and the thing burns and blows up, and there's a guy, watching this thing, going, oh my God, it's like, oh, the humanity, you heard that phrase, oh, the humanity, you heard that before, well, that's from the Hindenburg accident. So it was like 1930, 31, and this accident was, you know, it was devastating. A lot of the people got killed, not everyone, but all this thing got exploded. That's kind of like our healthcare bill that got passed. It's like this giant dirigible, and it's very explosive. It's filled with gas, as are the people who passed it, and the people don't want it. It's this big monstrosity, and it's not safe. It's not good for us. What we have is good, and what we want to do is make it better. Not totally throw in the ash can what we have and try to start over. That's not the way to do this. We've got a pretty good base. All we need to do is get more of it. And we'd like to get it to more people, but I certainly don't think adding 30 million people to the coffers is going to make it cheaper, better, or anything like that. It's just going to water down the care. So the Hindenburg healthcare is not what we need. We need to have a safe program brought to us, and the current Obamacare needs to be stricken off the books and removed as unconstitutional, which I believe it is. And I think we need to really think how we're going to make ourselves healthier. It's not going to be a giant healthcare dirigible like Hindenburg. It's going to be on an individual basis, little small activities. Getting back to real health care is going to get us all healthier, instead of like trying to make it a giant owned by the government debacle. So that's my opinion. It's Dr. Joe Markovich, the anti-aging doctor. Keep hanging in there, guys.